Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenz Acata. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Lenz Acata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acata hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Acata moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Acata moves to third. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Acata scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. One out. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine throws to second for 1, and Nordbrook throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McRae scores. Otis moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hile. Wathan reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Terrell scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Randy Stein now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and tags McRae for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to second. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordbrook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Heil reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to third. Nordbrook moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into right field. Lizcano picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lizcano. Way then scores. Patek goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Andy Replugel now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 9-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Royals. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Lizcano moves to second. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing right field. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Sal Bando now playing first base. Jim Wolford now playing left field. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bando scoops it up and throws to first, with Replogle covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sakata hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 10-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.